Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Jefferson County Commissioners Court meeting for Monday, December 12, 2016. We'll begin our meeting today with an invocation led by Commissioner Arnold, followed by the pledge of allegiance led by Commissioner Weaver.
Before I start preparing today, I just want to say, looking out at this audience and the number of people that we have relieving the service of Jefferson County taxpayers, it really makes me proud to be part of Jefferson County. There are literally hundreds of years of service expertise that's leaving this employment of Jefferson County. We just hope that in some small way that your lives here have been good, and we wish you the very best in the future. And to you and your families, we appreciate everything that you've done on behalf of the taxpayers of Jefferson County and the Commissioners Court. Please let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for the precious life you have bestowed upon us, allowing us, your children, the opportunity to serve you and mankind. Thank you for this great nation, America, one nation under God, where with few limitations we can worship freely, speak freely, and actively participate in the government for the people, by the people. I ask that you lead and guide this governing body today and all days, so that we have the wisdom to make the right decisions for the right reasons. Be with each and every one present here today, but especially our retirees and our family, and their family members, as they leave one life, one commitment of service, and start and on another. We wish them the very best. All these things we ask in your precious name. Amen.
Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Am I supposed to say something? Well, Judge and Commissioner,
Thank you very much, and in particular, Judge Brennan, you read that just like I wrote it. It's been an honor and a pleasure to serve alongside y'all and to serve folks in this room and the balance of the county. It seemed like a blur, to be honest with you. 21 years, it went by pretty quickly. But any amount of success I had, I owe to the folks that I had the pleasure and honor to work alongside. And always good to team, and I was blessed throughout my tenure to have the best court coordinator in the world, the best bailiff in the world, and a number of court reporters serve alongside. And so to them, I'd like to thank them and tell them how much I appreciate it, because it's no small measure any accolade that was read or would be said about me is in large part to their efforts. Thank them, and I thank you.
Well, we want to, I want to give you your fake throwback. And the flag that was blown over the Jefferson County Courthouse.
Turning my keys now.
By the Commissioner's Court of Jefferson County. Stanley, it is truly, truly, like Judge Sheffield said, you know, he didn't say this, but with a smile, we know you have a smile and you go above and beyond. We really appreciate all the service you've done to us and for us in this county. And you wouldn't be doing as much if it wouldn't be for that lady next to you. We don't know.
All right. Thank you for this opportunity to speak, and I enjoyed my 18 plus years. Enjoyed doing what I'm doing. Everybody thinks that I'm not doing anything, but I enjoy what you're doing. It makes it look easy, but believe me, I enjoy the people I work with. I enjoy the judge and Michelle and the court reporters. They remind me daily that when they interviewed me, I had one yes and two no's, and so I really shouldn't be here. But thank goodness the no was judge.
Stanley, you've been an outstanding ambassador for Jefferson County. You've always been there with a quick smile and a ready willingness to help anybody who came to the courthouse, and you will be missed.
Thank you.
Thank you. They said I wouldn't have to say anything up here. But I'm just going to everything Judge Sheffield said. It sounded pretty good. But no, I want to thank all of you and everybody in this room. I really enjoyed working in the county all these years, total 44. So anyway, I guess I'll try to hit the road now and make some money in some other county. I've got about all I can get out of Jefferson County. Yes, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Been a pleasure working with you. And as Mickey said, my staff and any success I've had because of them.
Are they going to stay with your son?
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah. They're staying on. Well, can't get rid of them. Kathy will do very well as long as she stays on her medication.
Thank you.
Precinct 7, item A, considering possible approval resolution recognizing Constable Precinct 7, Jeffrey W. Greenway, for 29 years of dedicated law enforcement service to the citizens of Guthrie County, wishing him well in his retirement. Do I have a motion on that?
So moved.
Second by Commissioner Sinigal, seconded by Commissioner Weaver. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Yeah, you come up here. Whereas Jeffrey Wayne Greenway has spent the last 29 years of his life in service to the citizens of Jefferson County. Whereas Jeff, after completion of high school at Fort Nations Grove, Fort Nations began furthering his education at Lamar University, and after 3 years of college, was accepted into the Texas Highway Patrol Academy in 1974 in Austin, Texas, and served as a highway patrolman for 1 year. Whereas Jeff then was hired as deputy marshal for Grove Police Department, served for 14 years protecting and upholding the laws of the city of Grove. And whereas in 1988, he was hired by the late Constable G.W. Shorty Woods as deputy constable Precinct 7, serving the citizens of Jefferson County for 9 years while earning his B.S. degree in criminal justice from Lamar University. Whereas Jeff was elected constable of Precinct 7 in 1996, provided 20 years of professional service to the citizens of Jefferson County, more especially Precinct 7 during his tenure serving on several state boards. Whereas Jeff has served as chairman of the Constable's Education Committee, the director of District 10, Sergeant in Arms for the Justice of the Peace and Constable Association. Now therefore be it resolved that Jefferson County Commission Court of Jefferson County hereby expresses its appreciation to Constable Greenway, commending him for 29 years of dedicated law enforcement service to the citizens and wishing him well in his retirement.
On the board, I just want to say thank you for what I feel has been a very good working relationship over the last 20 years. I appreciate each and every one of you. I also want to say that thank all the citizens of Precinct 7 for giving me the privilege of serving them as their constable for the past 20 years. Once again, it's been an honor and a privilege. There was two great men before me that they set a high mark. I just hope I left somewhat of a mark and that they would be proud of. I have to say thank you to this lady right here. She's been my number one supporter, and hadn't been easy. 42 years having a spouse that was a law enforcement officer. You know, I know that she worried early on. Every time I put on that gun and go to work, I know she was worried, especially after we had children. At the beginning, very low pay. I said, I believe my first check with Highway Patrol was $501 for a month. But we always made ends meet. But she's always been there for me and supported me. And I just want to say thank you. Well, and I have to say thank you to my staff who couldn't be here. Sick. My secretary's sick, and I got one guy that's on the move out, so you know they couldn't be here. But they're the ones that made me look good. They're the ones that get out there and work hard every day. And I don't know of any other office really that can say that for the past 15 years there's never been a harsh word or a raised voice in my office. It's just been excellent. Gentlemen, I thank you again, and if y'all happen to need me for anything, you'll find me somewhere on the golf course. Thank you.
Well, we thank you, Jeff. There's no doubt about it. All the reasons for your success is sitting back there, and she's had a positive influence on a lot of our lives.
Thank you.
assistant collector, I may consider possibly approve a resolution recognizing Debbie Bevilacqua for her 20 years of service in Jefferson County as a citizen of Jefferson County, wishing her well in her retirement. Have a motion on that item?
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Arnold, seconded by Commissioner Weaver. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Yeah, that unanimously. Debbie, where are you? There you are. I'm not gonna know what to do. I walk by that office down there and I see you sitting there.
Oh, it's just such a joy to be here, and I have so many friends. I could not have done my job without all the friends and contacts that I have. The joke that I've always said is that I have friends in high places and low places, which would be like being on the seventh floor and auditing all the way down to the basement. But it's not just here at the courthouse. It's offices across the street or that are away from the courthouse. They have truly helped me. Like, if I did not understand anybody, I always had a department that I could call, and there was a friend that could advise me and lead me along the way, and it's been great. Allison has been wonderful to work for. I know she's kind of a little emotional that I'm leaving, but how neat was it that I was with her the day that Carlita's, when she was elected, I was there to share that excitement with her, and, you know, yes, we won. You know, so we had a very special bond together, and tell you what, for a while there, I was getting tired of new tax assessor coming on board. Just the short time I was here, there was five, and to change all those letterheads.
Well, Commissioner Arnold has a resolution. He's going to read them. We'll let Allison speak if you want to.
It's with pleasure I read this resolution that was passed by the court this day. Where's Debbie Bevilacqua?
Easy for you, sir.
Yeah, is retiring as administrative assistant who has served the past five tax assessors, collectors of Jefferson County, and the Commissioner's Court is pleased to recognize this outstanding public servant for her contributions to the citizens of Jefferson County. And whereas Debbie has devoted 20 years of her life to the service of the taxpayers and citizens of Jefferson County, and whereas that service was provided through the Office of the Assessor Collector of Taxes, County Clerk, and Community Supervision at the Men's Restitution Center for Jefferson County, and she was also a finalist for Jefferson County Award for Employee of Excellence. Whereas Debbie dedicated her talents and services with a smile and cheery disposition to the many activities for the daily functioning of the Jefferson County Tax Office, and serves the citizens with a steady moral compass and willingness to help those in need. And whereas Debbie is a hardworking employee that goes above and beyond to provide excellent customer service and will be missed by her coworkers, who have great respect for her ability to embrace them with professional courtesy, loving care, and a smile. Now therefore be resolved that the Jefferson County Commissioners Court does hereby honor and commend Debbie Bevilacqua for her dedicated service as a valuable employee of Jefferson County, and wishes her well in her retirement.
Well, since I read that proclamation, that's exactly how I feel about Debbie. And I congratulate everyone that is being honored at Commissioner's Court. But Sweet Debbie exemplifies what every employee in Jefferson County should aspire to. She is cheerful, happy, helpful, has a genuine concern for every single person in our office, in the courthouse, and in our community. And I'm blessed that I was able to have her by my side for 2 years. And so, although we're gonna miss you, we're thrilled that you're gonna be able to be with your best friend, your wonderful husband, your children, and your precious grandchildren. And we love you, and we're gonna miss you.
For almost 42 years for us, February 42 years. my mother, I'll stand up. My one and only sister, Carolla. And then, of course, my friends, I've got many friends. Thank you so much. Come up here and take everybody's hand. I thank y'all so much for having this opportunity. I'm glad you got that along with you.
I got it. Took me 12 years.
Under District Clerk, item A is consider possibly adopt a resolution recognizing Andrew Miller for 26 years of dedicated service as Deputy Clerk in Harrison County District Clerk's Office and as citizens of Harrison County wishing her well in her retirement. Do I have a motion on that item?
So moved.
Second.
Moved by Commissioner Alford, seconded by Commissioner Arnold. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. Mr. Miller here? There you are. Come on up. I didn't see you over there. Commissioner Arnold has a resolution.
Don't say.
It is indeed an honor and pleasure to get the opportunity to read this resolution recognizing you for your service, Andrew. Whereas Andrew Ann Miller has devoted 26 years serving the people of Jefferson County with pride and professionalism, and whereas Andrew Ann Miller has gone over and beyond the call of duty to make sure the citizens of Jefferson County have been provided with accurate record keeping and excellent customer service. Her work family will carry with them a lifelong memory of a beautiful, helpful, caring, and dedicated worker. Her loyal friendship, keen eye for accuracy, helpful nature, and never-ending personal love of anything that you may ever need will truly be missed by all. Whereas Adria has dedicated her experience, exceptional work ethic, and knowledge to her positions as Deputy Clerk from Jefferson County District Clerk's Office. And whereas Adria has unselfishly served as Deputy District Clerk in the Records Management Division of the Jefferson County District Clerk's Office and has earned the respect of the public as well as her colleagues. Whereas having made a significant contribution to Jefferson County District Clerk's Office, Adria is recognized for going over and beyond what was asked of her to promote the common good and welfare of the citizens of Jefferson County, as well as her generosity to all those who have had the privilege of working with her throughout her career. Now therefore be resolved that Jefferson County Commissioners Court does hereby honor and commend Adria Ann Miller for her dedicated service as a valuable employee of Jefferson County and wishes her well in her retirement. Signed by Judge Griffith. I mean, Judge Brandt. Pardon me, Judge.
Is that a Freudian?
I couldn't read your writing. And all the commissioners, we wish you the best of days. Sorry.
Thank you. Sheriff's Department. Item A, consider possible approval of resolution recognizing Sheriff G. Mitch Woods for 30 years of dedicated law enforcement service to the citizens of Jefferson County, wishing him well in his retirement. Do we have a motion on that item?
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Weaver?
Second.
Second by Commissioner Alford. Any discussion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. Sheriff?
Hey, Sheriff, you know better than that. Come on, wait on now.
Hold on, Sheriff.
You know I was.
She just retired.
Yeah.
My new boss.
Sheriff, it's my honor to read this. I just wish you the best. If you don't get choked up, I won't even. Go ahead and read this. Whereas George Mitchell, Mitch Woods, a native Texan, lifelong resident of Jefferson County, has spent the last 45 years of his life in service to this great nation, as well as serving the citizens of Jefferson County with pride and professionalism. And whereas Mitch Woods, after completion of high school at Thomas Jefferson in Port Arthur, began furthering his education at Warren University while working part-time at Jefferson County Precinct 2 for then Commissioner T.B. Ellison. That all abruptly changed when he was drafted in the United States Army, where he served abroad in Germany and was honorably discharged with honors. Upon his return, he was able to obtain his Bachelor of Science degree in Criminal Justice from Illinois University. And whereas Mitch Woods began his law enforcement career with Port Arthur Police Department in 1974 and served the citizens of Port Arthur as a patrol officer before being transferred to the detective division in 1985, he was promoted to the rank of sergeant, serving back in patrol and completing his career with Port Arthur Police Department as a sergeant within the investigation division. During this time in Port Arthur, he was instrumental in solving numerous high-profile cases. And whereas Mitch Woods, in 1987, joined the staff of newly elected criminal district attorney Tom Magnus, where he served for the next 10 years as chief criminal investigator, supervising and assisting in major criminal investigations throughout Jefferson County and assisting various other local and state agencies. And whereas Mitch Woods was elected sheriff of Jefferson County in November of 1996 and has provided 20 years of quality service and protection to the citizens of his community with pride and integrity. During his tenure, he continued to expand the existing divisions while establishing several new divisions after 9/11. Courthouse Security, the Marine Unit, negotiating with several correctional facilities regarding lease agreements for the downtown facility. And whereas Mitch Woods has served as the president of the East Texas Peace Officer Association on the boards of Lamar Institute of Technology Foundation as chairman for the Salute to Real American Heroes events. Insurance, Board Risk Management, Sabine H.S. Navigation, Southeast Texas Waterway Advisory Council, Houston HIDA, High Intensity Drug Trafficking Area, member of AFL-CIO Labor Council, and whereas Mitch Woods in 2005 was instrumental in organizing and implementing a response plan to secure the safety of thousands of citizens in Jefferson County during Hurricane Rita, even receiving personal recognition for his efforts from President George W. Bush during his visit to the area. And in 2008, during Hurricane Ike, even while suffering devastating loss of his own home, Sheriff Woods was once again called to the forefront to implement another successful evacuation and recovery plan. And now, therefore, be it resolved that the Jefferson County Commissioners Court of Jefferson County, Texas, hereby expresses its appreciation to Sheriff George Mitchell Mitch Woods, commending him for 42 years of dedicated law enforcement service to the citizens of Jefferson County, wishes him well in his retirement. Signed this day by Judge Brannick and all commissioners.
Don't be fooled by this youthful appearance. There's an old man trapped in here. it's truly been an honor for me.
me, probably don't, some of you know this, it's actually something I never really aspired to be, was a sheriff. I've always found politics to be so distasteful. It never did go well with law enforcement, in my opinion, and it was a career opportunity that I can thank Carl Griffith for. He's the one that kind of got me into this. I thought he was crazy for deciding to get to be county judge, but it opened the door for me. I am of the opinion that I feel like that we've been very successful in the last 20 years in the sheriff's office. And I say we because it wasn't me. It was the people that I worked with day in, day out in the sheriff's office. Many of them are here today. I'd like for them to stand up. I don't want to miss anybody. They're here. Y'all stand up.
Sheriff, I said, well, he's going, he won't leave. I'm going to be see most of the people left, but while I was sitting here, I looked up the definition. I'm pretty intelligent, but I couldn't learn it without looking. A statesman or a stateswoman is usually a political diplomat or other notable public figure who has had a long and respectful career at the national or international level. I disagree with most of that, Sheriff, because they say international or national. Of course, we have national recognition, I'm sure you do as a president, but everyone that retired today has contributed to Jefferson County. I've been here 8 years, but I've known you, Sheriff, most of my life, and some of the people that were Stanley Hatcher that retired. And I just want to say that that's, I was talking to a well-known attorney, myself, Commissioner Alford, and I said, the thing that's missing in politics today is statesmen. I think we're losing quite a few statesmen and stateswomen. Stateswomen. So I want to say thank you, Sheriff Patrick. I didn't know you, but I mean, the contributions you made, if you stay on the job for 20 years, man, you contributed something positive to the person you're serving. That's the taxpayers of Jefferson County. Thank you.
I want you to know that I mentioned that a while ago. A lot of jobs in the sheriff's office, some little, some big. He represents some of my unsung heroes, and that's the people that work in that jail in corrections that you don't see on the 6 and 10 o'clock news day in and day out. He has been in transfer. He's one of my bus drivers. He drives the bus hauling inmates from that jail here to court and back. But I, as long as I live, I'll never forget the day after we took that bus. We went down the bell, and we all citizens that had been flooded in now on the bow in the aftermath of life. The water flooded up on them so and trapped many people in their homes down there. And we hauled a busload of people that were soaking wet from the waist down, way down that water, and got them to safety and shelter from that. And I just want to thank him. As I said, there's a lot of unsung heroes in the sheriff's office, and that was an act that occurred. In those situations, it's all hands in the mess cook, everybody on deck. Everybody there steps up and helps out.
Patrick, you want to introduce someone?
This is my mother.
Oh, okay.
Consider possible approve a resolution recognizing Captain Anthony H. McMillan for 33 years and 2 months of dedicated law enforcement service to the citizens of Jefferson County, wishing him well in his retirement. Do I have a motion on that?
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Alford, seconded by Commissioner Weaver. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. And Commissioner Weaver has
concluded. Congratulations.
Thank you, sir.
Go ahead and read this resolution. Whereas Anthony H. McMillan has devoted 33 years and 2 months of his life serving the people of Jefferson County with pride and professionalism. And whereas Tony McMillan has dedicated his talents and pledged his services as a corrections officer, sergeant in corrections, a peace officer in the patrol unit, and in the narcotics division, a lieutenant in auto theft task force, and making an outstanding contribution to law enforcement the quality of criminal justice in Jefferson County. And whereas Tony McMillan has pledged his services as a captain in the Criminal Investigations Division of the Jefferson County Sheriff's Office, preparing offense and incident reports, investigating crimes and disturbances, interviewing witnesses, gathering evidence, interrogating suspects, also participating in coordinating investigative actions with the federal, state, and local agencies. And whereas, through hard-working commitment to excellence, Tony McMillan has earned the respect of his colleagues and citizens of Jefferson County. And whereas, having made a significant contribution to the Jefferson County Sheriff's Office, Tony McMillan is recognized for his unselfish devotion to the common good and welfare of the citizens of Jefferson County and will always be missed by his friends and co-workers. Now, therefore, be it resolved that Jefferson County Commissioner's Court does hereby honor and commend Anthony H. McMillan for his dedicated services as a valuable employee of Jefferson County, wishes him well in his retirement. Signed this day, Judge Brannick and all commissioners.
situations, I could have done my job. Basically, I'd just like to say thank you to y'all for allowing me to be here this long.
Thank you. He's gonna miss some big shoes to fill. I have worked with Tony around him and started when I was in the district attorney's office. Now he was working in narcotics, I guess was the first time that I passed really across him. And I was involved with any of the work that he did. But he has carried out several different assignments in the sheriff's office that you named. And most of them involved around investigative work. He has performed every one of those things flawlessly and with the utmost professionalism. And I would say he's been leading the criminal investigation division now for a while as a captain. Tony has quietly and professionally gone about his business and done it well. And he's been a true asset to the sheriff's office. And you're gonna be missed. I want to publicly thank you for all the work that you've done with me and for me. And I've been sheriff. He was one of the people that helped make me as I feel successful. And Tony, congratulations on your accomplishment.
Thank you.
Please feel free to help yourself. There's friends at HEB that donated cake to the county, and help yourselves out there to the cake as you go out. All right, under Sheriff, item D is consider and possibly approve a resolution recognizing Deputy Chief George Miller for 31 years and 6 months of dedicated law enforcement service to the citizens of Jefferson County, wishing him well in his retirement. And item E is consider and possibly approve a resolution recognizing Lieutenant David Sosa for 33 years and 3 months of dedicated law enforcement service to the citizens of Jefferson County. Moved by Commissioner Arnold, seconded by Commissioner Seneca. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. And neither Lieutenant Sosa nor Chief Miller are here.
They're shot.
All right, moving back in our agenda, items under purchasing, item A, consider approved specification for an invitation for bid for the sale of used judge's chair. Item B is consider and approve to execute, receive, and file a renewal for a term contract for HVAC maintenance, repair, and emergency services for Ford Park with industrial commercial mechanical for a first 1 year renewal from January 10th, 2017 to January 9th, 2018. Item C is consider and approve interdepartmental transfer of 2007 Ford Crown Victoria, 2008 Ford Crown Victoria, and 2011 Crown Victoria, Ford Crown Victoria from sheriff to service centers authorized by local government code section 262.011J. Is there a motion on those items under purchasing?
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Senegal, seconded by Commissioner Weaver. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Addendum.
Oh, you have an addendum. Where is it? The addendum item D is consider and approve execute, receive, and file certificates of completion for Jefferson County Courthouse Mechanical and Safety Upgrade Phase 5 with NNT Construction Company, Inc. So do I have a motion on items A, B, C, and D?
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Senegal.
Second.
Seconded by Commissioner Arnold. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. Under County Auditor, item A is receive, file, and order for a reappointment of Patrick Swanitz, County Auditor, for a 2 year term beginning January 1st, 2017 through December 31st, 2018. And item B is regular county bills, check numbers 427998 through 428220. Is there a motion on those items?
Moved.
Moved by Commissioner Weaver.
No, sir.
Seconded by Commissioner Hall. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. Under County Commissioners, item A is to consider possibly approve exempting the following groups from paying for security during the scheduled events for the year 2017. It's dispute resolution center, Jefferson County Bar Association, Jefferson County Democratic Party, Jefferson County Republican Party, Jefferson County Libertarian Party, Jefferson County Green Party, election school, Jefferson County Clerk's Office for meetings and training related to elections, Jefferson County Coalition for Victims of Crime, family services, and Jefferson County Deputy Constables Association. Security expense will be paid via budgeted fund. Item B is consider possibly approving authorized county judge to execute a certificate for order and adoption of an order levying taxes for Port of Port Arthur Navigation District, Jefferson County, Texas Unlimited Tax Port Refunding Bond Series 2016A and Taxable Security 2016B pursuant to Section 23, Chapter 197, Acts 58, Legislative Session, Regular Session 1963. And item C will be tabled. Do I have a motion on items A and B?
So moved.
Second.
Moved by Commissioner Alford, seconded by Commissioner Senegal.
And we also want to make sure we put on record the B would be at no cost to the citizens.
Yeah, and it will not be a liability of the county. The original, Mr. Shelton's here, the legal counsel for Port of Port Arthur, but the enabling legislation that created the Port Arthur Navigation District and the Port of Port Arthur require that their bond issuances be approved by the Commissioner's Court. And this is a refunding where they're actually refunding them and issuing them at a lower interest rate. And I think it's going to start to save the port about $300,000 a year in interest costs. So we're always happy to help in that way. Okay, it's been moved and seconded. Any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. The county treasurer, excuse me. We have one item, item A, receive and file investment schedule for November 2016, including the year-to-date total earnings on county funds. Have a motion on that.
So moved.
Second. Moved by Commissioner Alford, seconded by Commissioner Weaver. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. And the district clerk, item B, is to consider possibly approve a resolution opposing change to current statutes regarding care, custody, and control of records held by the district clerk and any actions that would result in those records being centralized within any other entity. Do I have a motion on that item?
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Senegal.
It's an addendum to the district clerk.
Excuse me.
Addendum?
Addendum.
There's an addendum to...
Oh, there is an addendum, okay. Item C under district clerk, consider the South Local Rule governing electronic filing and criminal cases for the drug impact report of Jefferson County, Texas. Do I have a motion on both of those?
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Senegal, seconded by Commissioner Horn. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. And that resolution opposing a change to the statutes involves the state attempting to centralize through maybe the Office of Court Administration the care, custody, and control of records that our county clerk currently charges a fee for copies of, and the state is wanting to centralize that where they'll become the vendor and collect all the fees associated with that. And it's just another instance of things that the state has done to try to take away some of the fee income of the counties at the same time that they're trying to slap us with appraisal caps, revenue caps, and rollback caps. So, let's see. Under engineering, item A, consider possibly approve a replat of Ridgecrest Unit 4. Located precinct 2 off Highway 365 near LaBelle Road within the Beaumont ETJ, and that meets all of our engineering department's requirements. B is XUC file for pipeline permit Praxair Inc. for renewal of bond and updated permit located precinct 2 and 4. Do I have a motion on those items under engineering?
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Alford, seconded by Commissioner Weaver. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Under historical commission, item A is consider possibly approve and reappoint members for the 2017-18 year to the Jefferson County Historical Commission pursuant to Chapter 318 of the Texas Local Government Have a motion on that? Moved by Commissioner Sinodal, seconded by Commissioner Harm. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. Under risk management, item A, consider possibly approve employee assistance program annual renewal with interface EAP effective January 1st, 2017 for $1.35 per employee per month, which is an 18% decrease from last year's rate. Have a motion on that?
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Alford, seconded by Commissioner Weaver. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. And that completes our regular agenda. Is there anything any member of the board wishes to bring to the attention of the public before I take the next? Not, we appreciate you being here today. We all best our retirees.
You don't mention about the meeting?
No.
Not having a meeting.
Yeah, I know we're not meeting next week, and we're gonna wait, I guess, next week to hear from auditing, purchasing, engineering, or anybody has a need for a meeting.